Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Spring of Life show, where we'll be talking about connecting to your higher levels and ascension and enlightenment and awakening, and how you can actually tap in to your own light. My name is Jasmine, and I'm here with my incredibly sultry, deep-voiced co-host, Benjamin. Hi, Benjamin. How are you?
Hello, everybody. Nice to have you on the air again. We will have another wonderful hour together, and I can't wait to start connecting to our higher levels, to our own soul, to amp up that energy, to start vibrating faster and really get that ascension process going and sped up a little faster and faster and faster.
And it really is all about, you know, tapping in and learning how to do that for yourself. It's so easy, and speeding up. So you know what? Let's do that right now. Let's tap in to our higher selves, our higher levels, and our spirits. So everyone, welcome. And just for a moment, allow yourself to take a nice deep breath.
In through your nose and out through your mouth. And let's do that again. Now take a nice deep breath in through your mouth and out through your nose. And just continue to breathe at a pace that is really quite comfortable for yourself. And allow that breath to just go in and out at a natural pace. And start making yourself comfortable somewhere. And if possible, try to ensure that you're not going to be disturbed for the next few minutes, because we're going to be tapping right into who we truly are at the core of our beings. So as you continue to just breathe, maybe sit down or lay down, whatever is most comfortable for you without falling asleep, because this one's not about sleeping. This one is about just getting a little bit of relaxation in while you continue to breathe and allow yourself to be guided to just do a nice little meditation with us. So close your eyes when you're ready and take another nice deep breath in and out, and continue to breathe that way, because as you are breathing and you're allowing that flow of air just to oxygenate not only your lungs but your entire body, you're going to start to feel that you are relaxing already. Because with every single time that you exhale, your brain quite physiologically sends a signal to every single muscle in your body that tells it to relax now. When we go further and further into that, we're going to start to relax our heads, relax our necks, our shoulders, our arms, all the way down to our fingers, maybe even wiggling them a little bit. Then relaxing the chest, the back, the tummy, the hips, the legs, the knees, all the way down into the calves, the shins, into your feet. All the way the bottoms of your feet, the tops of your feet, into your toes, wiggling them a little too, allowing everything to become really relaxed, and at the same time, more and more alert and vibrant.
And, you know, as you just allow yourself to be in your body, because that is one thing that I've discovered seems so simple, and yet is key. And most of us aren't in our bodies. A lot of us spend a great deal of time in the mind. We spend a great deal of time projecting out into the world and associating and identifying with things that are going on outside of us. And sure, we know we have a body. Some of us might be, you know, working out or trying to eat properly, and oftentimes complaining about this big mass of flesh, that it doesn't fit into some ideal box or the way we've been taught or told that it should look. There's, you know, or sometimes we blame our bodies too for being in a state of dis-ease in one way or another. And I use the word dis-ease not to indicate a disease, which really is just a perhaps more intensified state of dis-ease. It can be joint pain, stomach pains, grinding of teeth, cramps now and again. But the fact of the matter that I have discovered is that most of us are not really in our bodies. We don't take the time to really connect our essence and our spirit and our higher levels, whatever words you like for it. You can call it your soul. It really matters not. Whatever that permission slip of word that works for you, that brings you comfort, use. You can call it Alibaba if you like. It doesn't matter to me. But when we come into our bodies and we take a deep breath in and we allow ourselves to connect to our abdomen, connect to our legs, connect to our feet with our awareness, beyond just randomly, crazily, and oftentimes chaotically rushing about and running through our worlds, or trying to exercise our bodies, build muscles, or create an image. What I'm really talking about is connecting and softening the flesh. Soften the face muscles. Let the eyes sink back into the brain rather than stressing to see forward or solve issues. It's in a state of relaxation where we become resourceful. When we are stressed out, or turning the wheels of the mind, trying to figure it all out, that's when depression can set in, chaos, anxiety. You really allow yourself, just for a moment, even if you're driving and listening, that's okay, because who wants to spend their life with their eyes closed? Although that form of meditation is lovely, it comes to a point when you can actually relax your body with your eyes open. And that's what closed-eyed meditation is very useful for. It's like a lily pad to train us or to bring us into a little deeper state of relaxation when we have that opportunity or choose to carve out a little bit of vacation time for ourselves right here, right now. So just let yourself take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And allow your own awareness to just scan your body. And so many of us, you know, we hold our tummies really taut and tight because, well, we've been taught that this would be attractive. But what if for a moment the most attractive thing right now was to just take off the armor and let the muscles throughout the entire body just soften? To allow the body to open now. So you become fully aware of the chair you're sitting on, the floor beneath your feet, the tingling. Can even feel the tingling of the movement of the life force in your body. And as you're fully aware, you can ask the body to speed up. And you just notice what you notice, bringing your awareness continually into your body, into your feet. And for some of us, when our minds are racing sometimes, to take a hand and place it on your chest and just take a breath in and exhale. That feels good. And just to let things soften. And it's from this soft place that we can connect with our spirits.
And noticing how your mind works very similarly like a flashlight. More precisely, it's your attention, that wherever your attention goes, energy flows, such that when you do focus on your heart area, you can start to feel what that area feels like. The same would be true for your right knee or your left knee. Depending on where you focus your attention, awareness, energy flows. So if you bring it back to your chest, to your heart, just allow that light to start filling that area with aliveness, with vibrancy, allowing it to grow from there. Taking another nice deep breath in and out. Allowing the calmness to settle in even deeper now, allowing your unconscious to take over the process allowing it to be guided and it to guide you through the connection with your higher self. Now, taking the awareness of your attention and moving it up through the neck, through your head, through and higher outside of your body into the astral planes of consciousness, higher and higher above until you hit the central sun and you move your awareness right into the core of the central sun, this massive energy being that delivers the pure bright white light for the entire universe, and allow yourself to just rest there for a moment and allow your consciousness then to bring that light down with a beam of light straight down into the crown of your head, all the way through your pineal pituitary, your third eye, into your neck, into your throat, all the way down back into your heart, allowing that light to fill your chest with that pure white energy, allowing it to grow from there all the way through your chest into your stomach, all the way through your body into your legs, all the way filling your body, all the way into your toes, through your arms, into your fingers, into your head, allowing it to expand from there beyond your skin, allowing you to float in something that is similar to a spacesuit made out of pure white light. It's almost like you're floating in the middle of your own pure white cloud, ever so weightlessly, allowing that to recharge your body. Because as you're floating in this, you are recharging your body with your own soul's energy, with the energy of all that is, with the pure white light of Source, allowing that to recharge every single cell within your body, allowing that to just amplify and increase the frequency and the vibrancy that is contained within your body, allowing that to just spread all the way through into every single part until you have filled completely and entirely with yourself, and allowing your entire body to become one big auric cell, so that you are becoming one unified auric body yet again, one cell completely united in the body of the universe.
And noticing from this place your heightened state of awareness. And you just let that connection to your higher self, to your higher levels, just continue to take place for you. The nice thing is that, it's really always there. There is no real separation from this that you are, though there often is a forgetting. There can often be an unconsciousness about it, because by the very essence of being in a body on this beautiful blue marble, we've been taught, told, and sold, and we innocently bought into our intellect on the fact that, we have to figure things out. And the mind is a great tool. Let's honor that. But also let's get real, that it cannot begin to even understand the truth of what really has us in this body function, what has our hearts beat. It doesn't consider every breath that goes in and out, or how the cells replicate, regenerate, rejuvenate. And when we can continue to remember to align ourselves and stay present with our body, even amidst perceivable aches and pains, which are just other sensations, if we could start to consider them that way, they often have information for us. And you can never be separated from this which you, this that you are. I know that some people think they can be, but how could that be? Even that part of you that could even consider that you could be, what is that? Your spirit and your essence is uniquely you. It cannot be tainted, not by anything that you've ever experienced, not by any so-called trauma, abuse, or experience, not by the continual mental yammering that we often hear from others, society, or that we can sometimes plague ourselves with. These are just stories. It cannot affect your essence and your uniqueness. And when each of us can remember that and just begin to make, oh, a few moments here or there of connecting with our body, of bringing in our higher levels, of really noticing what's going on with our cells and the spaces between the cells, where our consciousness, our awareness, our essence, that is uniquely, your essence is uniquely, deliciously, amazingly, brilliantly you. And you have your family around you. And I'm talking about your spirit family, those in the unseen realms, angelic realms, archangelic realms, ascended masters, hosts, your higher self. You have all that you require. And the mind is around you. And the more deeply, regularly, and the more you apply and practice and remember your spirit, and you bring that into your body and you speed up, and really you just have to give the command. It's so easy. You're the captain of your ship. And you let your awareness expand and your body expand, like Benjamin was speaking of. Then you become far more tuned in, tapped in and turned on. You become far more resourceful. Somehow, you know, you just always end up taking the right, left, or the left, right. You'll always be in the right place at the right time. Opportunities will present and you'll know. You'll just innately know. Those are your innate abilities and your birthright just for being here, just for showing up, for having the courage to be on this planet at this time. Those of us that are embodied at this time and that are coming in, I call this being an extreme sport planet, especially at this time of transformation on this planet where everything is coming up into pure transparency. Nothing is going unnoticed anymore. So let's notice who we are. Each one of us, spirit and form, let's remember to tap into that, to bring that into the physicality. That energy in your body will allow your body to begin to come into a state of homeostasis, optimum health and well-being, because we just get out of its way. We could just get out of its way and calming the mind. Give the mind a lollipop. My mind used to be like 12 monkeys on crack. Now, I've never done crack, but I can only imagine that, from my perspective, it causes a lot of chaos. And so imagine having 12 monkeys like that. But now, with regular practice, over a little bit of time, and since time is speeding up so quickly now, it happens very fast now, that you can just begin to rest in your body and be completely and fully aware.
Take another nice deep breath in and out. Allowing yourself to settle within your body and recognizing what that feels like. Allowing that white light to continue to flow into your body, into your physical expression. And as it is, even expanding outside of your skin, just allow it to also come into Mother Earth. Bring it down onto the planet There is an infinite source. We're never going to run out. And the more that we let come through us, the more we will also receive. So the bigger the flow, the more fun you're going to have. And just feel into the core of the planet for a moment and say hello. Say hello to this wonderful planet that is alive, that is allowing you to be here, because after all, she gave you your body, allowing that white light to also connect you to everything that is on this planet. And from there, remembering what this feels like, because when you do this, you do speed up your light body. You do increase your presence. You might even glow a little more. You might even recharge yourself a little more. Just taking another nice deep breath in and out, and allowing that pure white light just to continue flowing into you. And tonight, as you're dreaming, as you are walking through the spirit worlds that you continue to flow through, just allow these things, these new ideas, this new light to just integrate into you fully, and allow yourself to become a little more of yourself every day and every day. Allow this pure white light to just radiate right out through your heart, through your chest. And now in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and just bring this wonderful feeling of being in your own spacesuit of white light to come with you to the waking state. I'm going to count to five and then just open your eyes. One, two, noticing how what you're sitting or laying on. Maybe you're standing, wherever you are, notice where you are. Three, four, take another nice deep breath in and out. And five, just open your eyes and come back to the waking state, noticing that what you just did to recharge your body has also come with you. And the hue in the room that you're in might even just be a slight bit different than it was before.
Ah. And let's remember that this place is an exciting place. You know, many of us have been taught that when we close our eyes, it's really just for sleepy time. And that can be true. Although, you know, we can go into dream time with our eyes open as well. But really to sleep, to give the mind a break, because that's really what sleep is about. The body can continue to function as it does. We know that when we're in sleeping states or awake. That's really just to give the mental realms, the mind, an opportunity to break, to take five, so it can regenerate. Because it's quite overpopulated in there for most of us. Now, when we meditate or we bring in our higher levels and connect with our spirit, it can be very exciting. I find it to be very energizing. And, you know, there's something about being completely connected and in the body. Because as I said earlier, many of us are out of our bodies. And when you practice coming fully into your body and expanding and beginning to speed up the body principle, you'll start to know, you'll start to notice, it'll become very obvious when you start bringing all of your awareness, your energy, your focus from your neck up, so that you become what I like to refer to as a talking head. And I'm not talking about the band. And you'll just feel differently. And that's where a great deal of us are spending the vast majority of our waking hours, inside of our heads. And we're forgetting about the body. And the body's doing the best it can to catch up. But it is time for us, especially at this transformational time on this planet, to reunite our mind, body, and spirit. Because if we leave one component out, we're not having a whole life experience. We're not in a state of joy, of excitement, of love, of the ability to really create inner world shifts that directly affect our outer worlds. It is important and imperative that we begin to know who we really are. And you know, it's all fine and dandy to have others do things for us. It's really nice to have friendly reminders and helping hands, and the ability to ask for assistance is one that, well, personally took me a while to learn how to do, and then to receive that. And really, though, each of us is a complete, whole, contained unit, filled with love and light and vibrancy, information and energy. And when we remember that and remember to practice, because, you know, hey, it takes a little bit of practice. You know, Mama Bird isn't going to keep coming to the nest and dropping those worms in our mouths. I mean, she might, but we'll never learn how to fly. And we are complete onto ourselves. And we can learn to navigate, create, direct our inner worlds, the tool of the mind, including our beloved buddy, the body. I mean, mind, body, spirit, talk about team of a lifetime. So to incorporate it all, to fill ourselves with our own essence. So there's no room in our bodies for roommates, for other people's voices, for that chatter that we say in our own voice sometimes that we're not good enough, or for listening to the rules of how others say we should be living, or what we should or shouldn't be doing. When we really get to know and embody our heart's calling, our excitement, our own unique tone and vibration, and our own sounds, then there's so much less doubt. A sense of fearlessness and enjoyment comes. And we just follow our excitement to the best of our ability for as long as we can, taking it as far as we can till we can take it no further. And then we move on to the next best exciting thing, which quite possibly could be a nap and a bag of chips.
And enlightenment and ascension, it has become much more of a popular topic in nowadays society, especially in the realms of spirituality and those that are interested in developing themselves further. Now, the thing is, what do those things really mean? Well, enlightenment really speaks to the idea of light. And the ancient traditions of yogis, for example, oftentimes talk about the chakra system, and so do the shamans. And the idea behind that really is that we have our light bodies, and we have different aspects of our light bodies that do represent different themes or different topics that we can address in our worlds. And enlightenment, in that sense, is actually quite literally bringing the light back in. Have you ever had it that you really noticed when you are feeling down, it's almost like it's sucked the life force right out of you, and it's like you're finding yourself in a dark moment? Or when you are just exuberantly feeling excited about your life, that it seems like you're full of light and brightness, you're experiencing a brighter time in your life. Those words are actually meant rather literally. They don't necessarily just have to be a metaphor. And they're pointing to the idea that when we start to fill ourselves consciously again with the light, not only of our mind, but of our spirits as well, then you actually start to re-engage your inner self. You start to bring in that light, and you don't necessarily have to have this done passively, but you can actually start to master your own world that way. And it's one component. It is certainly a spiritual component, but we also want to learn to master the mind, because when we do get caught up in the mind games and stuck in the ego play that essentially we're also attempting to do too many things with the mind, then it can also block us from letting in our light. And that is also the time when we do get more dis-ease, because we're not having that natural flow of our own life energies, the ki, the chi, or however you want to call it, which has also been discussed in many other of the Asian traditions, whether that's Taoism or Buddhism, for example. There is definitely many traditions that all point to very similar ideas, all of them really talking about your light body. And the idea with ascension, well, a lot of people are talking about the planet, for example, now moving into a different dimension. How exactly all the technicalities of it work is quite a detailed topic and not necessarily something to fill a one-hour radio show with. However, the aspect of how you can continue to also ascend is really a matter of frequency, like you're ascending frequency into higher vibrations. And this whole idea is too that when you are bringing about higher vibrations of light into your body, your light body and your physical body will start to undergo changes. You will not only start to feel differently in your body, but there will also be quite literally different physical changes. Even the information you will access in your world will start to change. And that is quite practically what we understand as ascension, enlightenment, and really spirituality too, because what you're doing is tapping into your own spirit and bringing it back into your body. It is not about meditating in a cave and then just, so to say, disappearing from the material world, because, well, why the hell did we come here then? The idea is more to have brought about this physical manifestation of your spirit, and then to enliven it with your core essence, with your own true light. And you can feel when you cut yourself off, but you can also feel when you tap into yourself. And what we did here in the beginning of this show is essentially give you one example of the many ways that you can tap into your own spirit energy, one of the ways to bring in your own light. And it is one of the ways that you can start to empower yourself, because also, as you bring in more light, there is no darkness that can remain. You can bring in your own light and clear yourself that way. There is no dark switch. There is no such thing. You can't flip a switch and then all of a sudden have darkness fill the room. That doesn't exist. There's only a light switch. That light supersedes the darkness no matter where it goes. So as you bring more and more light into your body, more and more of that darkness will go away. And with that, you can even quite literally also heal your body in many different ways. It could be by bringing in more light into a different understanding of what's going on in your mental realms, or in your emotional realms, or even in your physical realms.
And, you know, to speak further to that lovely spiritual buzzword, enlightenment, there's a way, you know, I've been a very active part of the spiritual, I'll call it the spiritual community, for, over a decade now. And, you know, for a long time before that in a different way, but certainly to step up and out as a facilitator. And I have found that, you know, the spiritual world, the spirituality has become a nice platform just to create a different way of going about becoming self-righteous, holier than thou, another ego game, another identification. And, you know, ego gets a bad rap too, because we really require it. It's just how we're steering it. Are we conscious of what's going on or not? Are we choosing thoughts that support us and uplift us and create an open, all-expansive, exciting life experience? Or are we buying into limiting beliefs, limiting definitions and meanings? And are we cross-referencing these meanings? But when I speak to enlightenment, I had somebody ask me once what my definition of enlightenment was. And for me, it's really about lightening the load of the responsibility of everything and everyone, of trying to fit in when we were born to stand out, of trying to be perfect without recognizing that we are divinity, and how much more perfect can we get than that? I really feel that if we could just each of us step in for ourselves and support one another and, you know, read books or write them and, you know, work with coaches or become one and really open into everything and anything that serves us, but really get that it's really an inside-out job. The alchemical process of becoming joyful, of living an exuberant, exciting, amazing, fun-filled life where everything is approached from a place of childlike wonder, where life becomes elegant and we are aware of the abundance that's around us and the prosperity flows to us in just the most perfect ways for us, where we let go of how things are supposed to be or unfold for us. When we recognize that if there's a challenge in front of us in a relationship or a circumstance or an event, that we have to move right through it in order to get to the core of it, to understand what's in it for us, because there's always something in it for us. And we are vibrational beings, electromagnetic, vibrational, tone-based beings, sound. It's all sound at the highest octave of it all. And if there's any darkness or entities or repetitive patterns or situations unfolding in our worlds, or we're encountering energies that scare us, it's because we're vibrationally aligned with that, or they simply wouldn't exist in our worlds. And that goes for everything across the board. There is not one experience or one aspect that we haven't called in, created, or tuned into like a radio station or a television show that we haven't chosen to experience from a higher level, an oversoul perspective, and to, you know, to move past it. If it's supporting you and it feels good, great. If not, there's something there for you. And you know what? Even in, I have found the most dire of circumstances, in the most unenlightened moments, there's been great light in that. When I've been willing to explore that dark place, bring my light of my own awareness into it, and start asking questions. What's in this for me?
And if you would actually like to ask us a question, you can, you're definitely welcome to do so. You can call us under the toll-free number 1-888-627-6008. Once again, it's 1-888-627-6008. Or you can go to bbsradio.com/thespring. And on the left-hand side, there is the link for the fast chat. And you can also ask us questions straight in the fast chat, if you like.
Oh, I would love that. I think that would be great. Because, you know, when we bring our energies to the table, when we ask questions or we share experiences or our perspective on things, it adds another ingredient to the stew, and it places it out there in consciousness, because thoughts are things. Our heartbeats have energies. Thoughts can be measured. And when people group together and they open into conversation from a place of a willingness to really play with all the ideas that are tabled, magic unfolds. And alchemical shifts unfold. If you've read our show description, you'll know that we do talk about alchemy and the alchemists of lore. And you know, the one thing the alchemists knew, because alchemy is really changing, is changing lead into gold, which is a heavier molecular weight, into a lighter molecular weight. And that's what we've been doing this whole show, And that's what all of us are doing on this planet. And in order to shift something into a lighter version of itself, or a shifted version, we have to take a look at what we're working with in the first place. And if that happens to be lead, then so be it. Like some of the situations and circumstances that are unfolding out there in the world. And some of them can seem mighty heavy. And some of us in our own personal lives, there can be situations with our body, our health, our partners, our children, all sorts of fun things. Lots of different colors in the crayon box, as a friend of mine likes to say. I really enjoy that saying. So our question is, are we going to feel victimized by outside circumstances because we're trying to bang our head against the wall to figure it all out, go into blame games and stories? We all do that from time to time. It's, you know, it's normal. I wouldn't say it's natural, but it can be normal. But we can shift that. We can bring in more of our spirit. We can reunite our mind, our body, and our spirit, become resourceful, and start to look at things to see what's the good. What is the golden nugget in what's happening in your marriage? What is the golden nugget that's happening in your workplace? Where is the bouquet of flowers that grows from that manure pile? Because there is one. You just have to be willing to find it.
And the influence we have on the world actually goes beyond our skins. It goes beyond what we think we can do only in the materialistic world. By shifting our inner worlds, we can actually shift our environment. And there are nowadays actually more and more experiments coming about that do show that again and again. Actually, I listened to Rupert Sheldrake just today, and he was talking about his theory how the mind essentially extends beyond our bodies. We are essentially not just having a miniature version of the world inside our brains that is then essentially assembling what we're seeing out there, but rather we're noticing the things outside of ourselves and thus are projecting whatever light that comes in back out in order to understand what's actually out there. And thus our minds essentially also create a field that extends outside of themselves, similar to a cell phone, for example. A cell phone is its material object, but it has an electromagnetic field that extends outside of itself. And the same is true for our minds as well. The mind might be the processing unit is within our brains, but it actually extends outside of our brains, for example. Now, the thing is that they have now done more and are continuously doing more and more scientific studies that over and over show that we do have abilities such as telepathy. One of them, for example, was they had people that were familiar with one another start to call each other at random times. And then out of four people that could potentially call you, before you picked up, you had to record who was going to call you next. So as the phone rings, you might say, Billy, Bob, Joel, or Micah. And depending on how many you got right, you would understand whether you actually do get it better than chance or not. Since it was four people, you'd have about a 25% chance. Now, on average, people got about a 45% accuracy rate, meaning that they were way, way, way beyond what chance would allow them to. However, what was fascinating was that when they did the same test with people that they were not familiar with, they dropped right down to 25%, almost to the point, meaning that essentially when we start to expand our emotional worlds beyond our bodies, also to involve other people, we're essentially creating fields with them that allow us to communicate in a way that extends outside of our bodies. Here is now more and more evidence that is actually showing that we seem to have capabilities that extend beyond just our physical apparatus. The spiritual worlds, the ancient traditions, have known about these things for a really long time. However, the modern psychology and science has often just written it off with the argument. For example, here is one with specifically the telephone telepathy, that just there's so many occasions that you might think of this person and they're not calling, that the times that you do think of them and they call doesn't count. But there has to be evidence for either side of the argument. Now we do start to have more and more evidence because there are now people that actually start to look into it. They're not just writing it off one way or another, but they're actually looking into it. And this is actually bridging the gap now between the material and the spiritual. And we are coming into a new time on our planet where we might actually discover new things that we didn't even quite believe were possible. Another really fascinating piece of this work by Rupert Sheldrake was actually that, and this might be something that almost every one of you out there listening has experienced, that you turn around and there was someone behind you looking at you. That people actually have this phenomenon all over the world, in all cultures, whether it is young children or really, really old people that have aged and are almost crossing over to the other side. It doesn't matter. Almost everyone has experienced this phenomenon. Now, the funny thing is that some people that are in the security industry are actually being taught techniques like this. For them, it was surprising to hear that science hasn't actually accepted this as something, how we can influence each other. For example, one guard specifically was told if they discover someone on closed circuit television, essentially they're watching someone on a monitor screen, just to look at them really, really hard. And they started to see that whenever they did this, most of the time people actually stopped doing whatever they weren't supposed to be doing. So for them, it started to become a technique. And there are many, many other stories, but this goes a bit beyond the scope of this show. However, what this does clearly illustrate is that we do have influence that goes beyond just the physical. And recognizing the spirit and bringing it back into the bodies and allowing not only to have that spirit within us, but to start expanding out and sharing it with others outside of ourselves, that glow can also become infectious. Not only can a bad idea stick with you like a cold, whether that's that last commercial you can't get out of your head, but just the same, can you actually get that good feeling to go over to other people too and make their day, maybe with just a few kind words?
You can. And you know, it really is about energy management. And the more we become aware, and the more it becomes important to us, a priority really, to embody our spirit, to get out of the way of our bodies by redirecting our minds, and by being conscious and aware of what the processes are, by taking, you know, some courses or classes or reading some books or working with a coach, whatever calls, to become the directors of our lives, to be fully embodied in the flesh, expanding through it, and recognizing we do have influence on others. And what we believe, we perceive. And so it really is an inside-out job. And the alchemy of shifting your life experience in any level, you know, it starts energetically, and then it comes into the physical. And we do influence things. And so there's also a desire to have a heightened awareness and a clarity about what's going on around you. What signals are you putting out with the words that you're speaking, the definitions and meanings that you have about others, circumstances, yourself, the way life is or isn't, and all of these wonderful nuances? And also about what's being fed to you. Are you being fed limiting beliefs? Are people telling you fearful stories about your spirit or about what's going on in the universe? Are you relinquishing your own personal power to others, whether that be a pet? I sometimes have that problem with my pussycat. He meows and I jump up like, you know, he's the boss. And sometimes, most of the time I don't mind, but sometimes it becomes a little bit of a drag for me and I find myself getting frustrated. And so that's for me to look at. And, you know, if we're buying into stories about darkness, about evil, about our spirits being tainted or taken, or that others are harming us or attacking us, and if it doesn't feel good in your body, and you know, because we all have that spot, I think most of us do. For, you know, there's always outliers who will have a different part of their body that signals them, and that's totally great. You know what it is for you. But the vast majority of us humans on this planet, we have that solar plexus, that gut knowing, that gut reaction. And you know, is it neurons? What is the word I'm searching for in our stomach, the neurosynaptic network in our
neurons?
Yeah. The neurons in our brains as there are in our guts. Is it neurons? I think it's, I'm off on another. Anyway.
Nerve endings?
Yeah, it's the nerve endings in the neurology. Anyway, it's the same amount in the gut. Neurons. So you get a gut knowing. And if you feel that stir of, oh, I'm afraid, or someone, you know, we give our powers to others. We want them to do it for us. And because we believe we can't, or that they'll know better than we do. But the more we clear ourselves, the more we become self-aware with who we are and our own unique energy, our lightness of being. And everyone has their own unique signature. That's what makes it all so fun. Like snowflakes, you know? We're all snow, but we all have a little different shape to us. We all have different little quirks and ways of speaking or being, different talents and gifts and things that we appreciate more than others, our preferences. It's really appreciated it all, but we have preferences. Become clear with who you are. You are divinity in action. You are creator consciousness in form. You are creation itself reflecting back to itself on the leading edge of all that is, pushing forward for new experience and new excitement. You can be, do, and have anything you want. And anything you want is uniquely what you want. And let's get real. If most of us really check in, we don't really want to be prize fighters or ballerinas.
And some people question their self-worth. Now, the funny thing with that is, essentially, when we do question our self-worth, we're saying that creation doesn't know what it does. But the source of all that is very capable of deciding what is necessary for it to be all that is and what can be left out. And if you exist, you have to be part of all that is. Otherwise, it will just be some of what is and not all that is. So that if you do exist, you are definitely worthy of existence. Otherwise, you just simply wouldn't exist.
And creation doesn't make mistakes. But we've had some misunderstandings. We've had some mistakes on what's real and who we really are. And that's the joy of the discovery here.
And some of us actually place the divine completely outside of ourselves. And what happens is actually that we do, to an extent, then cut ourselves off from our own spirit. Because really, that golden disk, that central sun that we talked about earlier, is also the seat of the soul in one way. And when we do not tap into it, it patiently waits there for us. It's a never-ending source that is always there for us to just reach right into it, and we can bring it down. We can bring down our own light into our bodies, and we can amplify that which who we are at the core of our beings to send our own signal stronger, to bring more light onto the planet. Because in one way, that's what we all came here to do, to live our life with vibrancy, with joy and excitement. So just continue playing and living your life the way that you do want to live it, the way that you do feel called in the core of your heart, that excitement that really brings about a joy that is true and authentic. Because if that is calling you forth, it is your own higher levels. It is your own inner light calling you forth.
And notice, because so many of us, this is when you really become embodied, when you bring your spirit in and you expand out, you'll notice that, you know, maybe you really want to have that chocolate ice cream or those French fries, or maybe you really do want to go on that ski trip, or maybe you really don't, even though you said maybe you do. And maybe in the case of the ice cream, even though you said you didn't, you really did. And so notice what you really excites you. Yeah, chocolate peanut butter ice cream feels great. And then listen. You know, that'll feel open in your body. This is the whole practicing being in your body, practicing the meditation, beginning to notice the difference of when you're a talking head, like I spoke of earlier, when all your awareness is neck up, or when you're really in your whole body and there's a more grounded feeling to you. And you'll get this open sensation. Yeah, chocolate peanut butter ice cream. Yeah, that sounds really good. But your brain, then the head, the mind might kick in. Yeah, but, you know, another 10 minutes on the treadmill tomorrow. And I might gain weight. And I shouldn't be having that.
And when you then actually start to listen to your emotional signals, they will give you very clear information about how you're filtering your own spirit's energy through your thoughts, through your definitions and beliefs. It will always give you direct feedback of where you're currently at. And it's a really nice way to start tapping into those emotions and start reading them with more precision, with more detail, because they don't necessarily give you clear reflection of what's going on around you in your outer circumstances, but more so do they give you a precise reflection of how you're currently viewing things, of how you're currently constructing your beliefs and definitions and thoughts and ideas. Because that is more so what you're feeling than what's quite literally happening, because what's happening doesn't have meaning. So in this show, we spoke a little bit more about spirituality, about that part of integrating the spirit. We have talked about beliefs and definitions, which is definitely quite a bit about the mind, and we've also talked about emotions and physical body awareness, because bringing all those three together is going to be the way to actually not only become more conscious of what's going on, but it's the way to start mastering your world in your life. And we will definitely be back also next week. But if you want to learn more about this, you can always visit us on our website at Spring of Life Center. Well, that's a center with ER.com. So springoflifecenter.com.
As in the center of your heart, the center of your being, the central sun. And it has been quite an honor on this platform talking with you tonight about reuniting your mind, body, and spirit. And remember, at the beginning of this show, for the first 20 minutes or so, there's a meditation that you can go into the archives and you can use in your daily life. And once you get good at it, you can really just, once you become aware of what it feels like to be in your body, then you'll be able to just take a breath, whew, and bring yourself right in. And on that note, I wish you all very, very pleasant evenings, sweet dreams, an exciting life. And we'll talk to you next week here on the Spring of Life show on bbsradio.com.